Trump says war is over in Gaza as he flies to Israel for release of hostages. Clashes erupt between Hamas forces and armed Klan members in Gaza City. Trump says he may send Tomahawk missiles to Ukraine. China accuses U.S. of double standards over tariff threat. Sikh man with tumor held by U.S. immigration denied medical care, family. Afghan Taliban says Pakistani troops killed in retaliatory border attacks. Madagascar presidency says attempt to seize power underway. Mali imposes $10,000 visa bond on U.S. visitors in tit-for-tat move. In an instant, they were gone. Small town mourns after Tennessee explosives factory blast. Drone captures huge fire engulfing homes in Peru. Seychelles opposition leader wins presidential poll. We're grateful for what Trump is doing for peace, Nobel winner tells BBC. She left trail of fairy dust. Tributes pour in for Diane Keaton. Israelis praise Trump at huge rally ahead of expected hostage release by Hamas in Gaza. Trump directs Pentagon to use all available funds to pay troops during shutdown. Hamas mobilizes fighters in Gaza as fears of internal violence mount. Indian student captured by Ukraine joined Russian army to avoid drug charges, says mother. Hamas presses Israel to free prominent prisoners as part of Gaza deal. We are inventing captivity medicine. Hospital prepares for freed Israeli hostages. We're in limbo, a town in Trump country where shutdown axe looms. Paraguay, the Silicon Valley of South America, shamans openly using psychedelic drugs for treatment in South Africa. How the autumn climbing season turned deadly in the Himalayas. K-pop Demon Hunters directors on Oscar chances and a possible sequel. South Africa debates changing name of world-famous Kruger Park. 30 belugas in Canada face being euthanized. Can they be saved? Can the world's oldest president keep his title and woo a nation of young voters? Watch, Tennessee town comes together to confront tragedy. Nuns escape fire at historic Italian monastery. Watch, North Korea shows off huge missile at military parade. Watch, how Trump's relationships helped pull off a Gaza deal hostage families celebrate in Tel Aviv after Gaza breakthrough. How South Korea is using a holographic cop to fight crime. China's rare earth exports fall sharply in September. UNIPEC diverts supertanker from Shandong after U.S. sanctions. Oil prices rebounds sharply after Trump tempers China tariff stance. Trump tariff threat pushes oil to five-month low. Cameroon counts votes as world's oldest president seeks to extend rule. Ukraine's Zelensky discussed strengthening Kyiv's air defense with. Trump's intelligence helps Ukraine target Russian energy infrastructure, FT reports. Australia considering critical minerals deal with U.S., The Age reports. Iran says it is open to fair, balanced U.S. nuclear proposal. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan, weighted up 0.88%. Wingtech stock plunges after Dutch government intervenes in chip unit. India watchdog asks Air India to inspect emergency power system on some 787 jets. China's stocks sink on fresh U.S. trade war salvo. Australia stocks lower at close of trade, S&P ASX 200 down 0.84%. Jefferies expects limited fallout from First Brands bankruptcy. Asia shares suffer trade whiplash. Wall Street futures rally. Google says Australian law on teen social media use extremely difficult to enforce. Asia stocks decline on fresh US-China tariff jitters. HK leads losses. Fintech and AI drive London finance job vacancy growth in Q3, recruiter says. China's exports and imports beat forecasts in SEPT, signaling trade resilience. U.S. consumer sentiment steady in October, but labor market worries persist U.S. Consumer sentiment little changed in October, University of Michigan survey. Instant view, Canada's economy adds 60,400 jobs in September. Brazil's producer price index falls 0.2% in August. Italy industry output plunges in August as economy struggles.